podcast.
It's got to be Disney going shares up, right? Are sucking.
Are they? I just assumed. I mean, they're doing the right thing for their shareholders. Why is that?
Well, they're making everyone pissed off. We talked about the Star Cruiser, right?
Yeah.
I think we did on the pod. We're live, by the way.
I know. It's down $3.60 just a day.
Today's a bad day in the markets in general, I think.
Yeah.
How much money have we lost today? Dude, why do I need to keep entering my... They're coming out with new Face ID.
$22 in the last 6 months. Last year, they're down $33.
Shit. We are pulling way back right now.
The stock is?
Yeah. Well, just the stock market. The market is pulling way back right now.
Well, good.
I don't remember what I was talking about. So that's cool. Let's do another podcast. We're live. Like, we're recording.
Oh, you're already recording?
Yeah, we're in the premium episode. Welcome to the premium episode.
I see. When you said we're live, I thought you meant, you know, because we stream this. And so
we do. Oh, yeah, we do stream this. That is true. Speaking of streaming, I forgot that I was streaming.
Uh-huh.
And I left my stream running the entire time I was gone. Not my stream. Well,
48 hours then.
No. I have a stream that I was fucking around and just like doing a test of like, if I just leave a stream running on Twitch that does kind of nothing, like, will bots follow? Like, I'm just doing a test. And it now has 44 followers and has been up for like 18 days.
What, do you just bring it down for a minute every night or something?
It automatically like reconnects, like OBS just automatically reconnects. And I'm also doing it on YouTube.
You say whenever Twitch knocks you off after 48 hours, OBS will automatically reconnect.
It just goes back on. And I'm also doing it on YouTube. And the YouTube thing is just always live because they don't have that 48 hour rule or whatever.
Yeah.
The longest live stream I've seen on YouTube is like 2.5 years old. Same Jesus. Live stream.
What are they streaming?
Fucking what? Shit like actually, this.
Jack Dyer, the guy that created Super Fight and Red Flags. You know what I'm talking about? Are you familiar mm-hmm. with this guy?
No. But I know what Super Fight is.
Well, he's been streaming the same thing for years as well. It's just like a candy bar and a bowl of water.
Okay. It just sits there.
I don't
there.
Know why. It just sits there.
All right. Well, I linked it to you. Oh, I didn't press enter. I made this channel Delightful Blocks with an X at the end as just like,
well, now that
a
you
thing.
Said what it is, like,
I guess it's fine. I was planning on shutting it. I mean, we'll see. That is a real life view of Earth from like a spaceship, and it's just been there. It's like ASMR. The idea is like, oh, sleep to this, study this. I put a bunch of keywords in there, seeing if things would pick up on that. Yeah.
So, but that looks like pixel art.
What does? Well, it's not a real spaceship, dude.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
But so does Earth. Earth also looks like pixel art.
Earth is Universe Sim. You ever play Universe Sim?
Huh.
It's literally just that. Like, it's just a fly around the universe thing. It's not really a game. Wait, is it Universe Sim? Or is Universe One the game? The Universe Sim might be the one that's the game. This one is the one that's literally you just fly around the universe and just look at shit. In real time. So, like, that is what the Earth looks like right now.
From where?
There. From wherever the spaceship is. What do you mean?
Okay.
It's a virtual spaceship. That's what it looks like. You can see, like, it's... Oh, yeah, it's looking at America right now. And you can see on the right side there, Europe is nighttime kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't supposed to have any sort of visual. It's just supposed to be like an audio, like go to bed to this kind of thing. Because I used to go to bed to this, like this kind of shit every night.
Really?
Yeah. Now I go to bed to a sleep apnea machine.
Oh, not does mine. Tram have one?
He does, and it's fucking annoying. So.
Why? Is it loud?
Well, it's not annoying. It's just like, well, last night was the first time he ever used it. And like 1 a.m. beep, 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 beep. I'm dying. Beep, beep, beep. Like, he's pushing it like, ah, because I guess sometime in the middle of the night, it decided it's go time. You're dying and you don't have any fucking air in you. And it turned into a leaf blower, just shoving air into him.
Huh?
So his is like adaptive because he doesn't need a full constant, like huge pressure. It's adaptive. Yeah. And so it's supposed to just adapt to the condition. And I thought
all of them were adaptive.
He thought there was an upper limit on it. And this thing went to the fucking moon and like started suffocating. He couldn't breathe out. Like, he was just like, ah. Okay. So yeah, that was fun. That was a fun first experience. But yeah, I know I used to fall asleep to this stuff. Now I fall asleep to the sounds of fans or rain. I love rain. Rain on a tent. Actually, another big reason that I liked this idea. This is going to sound so fucking stupid to you. Okay. The idea of going to Disney World and sleeping with a camper is that you can also get a tent with it. What if you then took a sprinkler and attached it to the RV so that you could then have a sprinkler going over your tent all night, making the drippy drip sounds like it's raining? Dude, I would fall asleep so fucking fast. I would be.
I mean, that's kind of a cool idea. I'll admit that I like the sprinkler on the tent idea.
I'd be so out. And yeah, sure, I'm wasting Floridian water, but who cares? It's fucking Florida. Nobody cares about Florida.
Yeah.
Did you see that they are making massive advances in fusion technology?
No, tell me
about
it.
I'm so excited. I don't have anything to say, that's it.
Okay.
Dude, if you take the entire energy used by the world in, like, I think it's a year, and you get a 10 meter by 10 meter by 10 meter cube of water and convert that water into energy using fusion, that's the whole year. Just that much water. Mm-hmm. We have infinite energy. We got to figure it out.
I mean, we don't have infinite water, but, you know, yeah.
We basically have infinite water. Like, it's to the point where there's no physical reason that you can't put a fusion reactor in your phone. Okay, there is right now, but, like, theoretically with physics in like 100 years, that will totally be reasonable. And all you do is you put a drop of water in and your phone will last for 1,000 years. No charging ever. That kind of shit. Isn't that fucking crazy? Holy fuck. I'm hard thinking about it. Straight up. I love energy. And it solves all the problems. No climate change anymore. Nothing. None of that shit. Then it's just going to be
happen soon though.
What do you mean? I think it's going to happen in the next 20, 30 years. I think the last part of this century is going to literally be defined by fusion technology.
Maybe.
Are you going to be alive that long?
No.
I will.
No.
How cool would it be if you had a fusion reactor in your body? You didn't need to sleep. You just get all of your energy. It's just done. That'd be sick. That one's a little far-fetched.
Yeah.
But that, like, would be sick.
There's other things that happen when you sleep than just regaining energy.
No, nothing else happens. Okay. At all. Did you hear about the bridge that Jeff Bezos wants to knock down?
No. What's Jeff Bezos doing with bridges?
He has a new boat that's being built in Norway. No, in the Netherlands. New boat's being built in the Netherlands, and it's a sailboat. It's the world's largest sailboat. And it's the masts are bigger than the bridge it has to go under to get out.
I see.
Apparently, Netherlands people are really fucking pissed off.
Well, I mean, they're like, they're gonna dismantle
a bridge for Jeff Bezos.
They should.
And I was like, okay, I get it. Nope. Yeah, you know, you're driving over this thing every fucking day, and now they're gonna decommission it for a few weeks or months or whatever it is, just to get Jeff Bezos shipped through. I get that. Today I learned the bridge doesn't do anything.
What do you mean?
They built a tunnel. Like, several years ago, they built a tunnel, and the bridge is just there.
Huh.
They stopped using the bridge. They don't use the bridge. It was decommissioned in 1994 because it was replaced by a tunnel. And it was saved from demolition because people kept protesting. And then they turned it into a national monument because people wouldn't shut the fuck up. God, Europeans are annoying. That's so annoying. Like, tear that shit down. It doesn't even look like a cool bridge. It's a stupid bridge. Copy image. Paste. Look at how stupid that bridge is. You can't, because it's still processing.
That's what to say.
That is literally it's a standard bridge. It's just a bridge.
Why is it like that?
I mean, the platform raises up and down to let ships through. But they keep it in the up position now because it's decommissioned. No one uses the bridge. So why not just keep it up? It's so dumb. Let him have his boat. Let the boy have his boat.
I mean, I think Jeff Bezos deserves everything in the world, honestly.
I don't see why not. He's going to space. He's spaceman.
He is a spaceman.
Would you go on, like, if you were invited to be one of the first people to be, like, one of the first 100 people to be on the space tip, the Starship, would you do it? Elon Musk Starship, right? SpaceX Starship, the one that's going to potentially go to Mars. Mm-hmm. It holds 100 people. Would you do it? You wouldn't? No. Why not? You're just not into space travel, or you think you'd die, or?
I mean, it just doesn't sound like something I'd be into. I mean, I have to leave my family behind, right?
No, they can go with you.
So, I mean, but they're all committing to basically never returning to Earth, right? I mean, he's even said the first mission will never, those people will never return to Earth again.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Okay, what about they're obviously going to have to do stages before that. There has to be a group of 100 people that are just going to go up and come down. Would you do that?
What do you mean? Just go to space and come back down?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Really? You wouldn't be freaked out?
No.
Yeah, their shit's exploded in the past.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, that's always a risk, right? I mean, I don't have any desire. I'm not like a Kurt. Kurt would do it.
Kurt, you think he would do it? More.
Yeah, absolutely.
He might do it.
Oh, for sure. You've heard about his trials with the monkeys, right? For the brain tap thing?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? The thing that he's got.
I literally don't know what you're talking about.
I think is what it's called.
Oh, I know what Neuralink is. Kurt?
No, not Kurt. Elon.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kurt. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about with Kurt.
Yeah, the Neuralink.
I know Elon is doing Neuralink in pigs.
No, he's doing it in monkeys now.
Really?
Damn.
I didn't know that.
That's
crazy. Really? Shit.
Yeah.
Poor monkeys.
Well, so they put it in 23 monkeys.
What?
Yeah.
That's a lot of monkeys.
How many do you think have died from it?
All of them. No. Did some die for real?
How many do you think have died? This was the approved animal testing.
I hope zero.
15.
Out of how many?
23.
Elon has killed 15 monkeys.
Yeah. Out of 23.
Where do they get these monkeys? Are they lab monkeys?
Well, yeah.
Like lab rats? But
yeah.
Well, monkeys?
Yeah, lab monkeys.
That's wild.
That's
freaking wild. I did not know this at all. And they just killed them by doing the surgery?
Let's see. Did they die in the surgery or just after?
I mean, it has to be because of the surgery though, right? Like it has to be because they're putting something in their fucking brain.
Yeah.
That's wild. I had no idea. Holy shit. I had no idea. Monkey Neuralink. I had no idea. Holy shit. 6 hours
when
ago.
Exactly. They died.
Monkey died in project, but denies animal cruelty.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty fucking cruel to me.
No, he didn't feel anything.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. They're called macaque monkeys. What do they look like? Are they cute?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, they're actually adorable.
Mm-hmm. They're dead now, though.
Oh my gosh, they're actually adorable.
Yeah, adorable little monkeys that Elon's out there killing.
In April last year, Neuralink claimed that the monkeys can play Pong using their minds when it released a video of Pager, a male moving a cursor on screen without using a joystick. The company said it was achieved after the Neuralink chip fed the information from the monkey's neuron into a decoder, which was then used to predict the intended hand movements, allowing the output of the decoder to move to use the cursor instead of manipulating the joystick. So he is with a joystick. It's just the joystick isn't plugged in.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Which, what if it was plugged in? Yeah, that sucks.
I don't think I'll be sticking one of those in my head anytime soon.
Apparent egregious violations of the Animal Welfare Act. Yeah, no fucking kidding. Jesus Christ. Disturbing documents. That's fucking wild. The work was conducted by Neuralink researchers and facilities. UC Davis staff provided veterinary care, including round-the-clock monitoring of animals. They still can die.
Yeah, yeah. We watched them die,
but they died. You know, we were here at least.
Yeah, someone was around to hold their hand as they exited the cert.
Holy shit. The lawsuit alleges that monkeys were not provided with adequate veterinary care and that an unapproved substance known as bioglue killed monkeys by destroying portions of their brains. Jesus Christ. In Neuralink's blog, the company said there's one surgical complication involving the use of bioglue and the monkey was euthanized. Dude, this is like some Planet of the Apes shit.
That's what I'm saying. This is literally how Planet of the Apes starts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not good. Not a good look.
Not good at all. Definitely not a good look. Okay, I've got two more stories, then we can get back to reality. I've got way more topics too. There's so much to do. Washington driver caught using a plastic skeleton passenger in carpool lanes.
Why are you bringing these, Matt? This is the shit that people have been doing for years. No, no, no.
The reason is because I go into carpool lanes without anybody there, and I didn't think that was...
Just fucking do it?
Yeah. Is that wrong?
He's like, yeah. I mean, I don't care. Some people might.
Like, it literally skips like 15 minutes worth of traffic. So yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Why wouldn't I do it? And there's no one to stop you. I mean, I guess there's somebody to stop this guy. Like,
yeah. That's the thing. I've never heard of anyone getting policed in the carpool lane.
Because of a plastic skeleton? I mean, the thing is, this just happened. It just happened. What's also funny, another police story from around here, is like 2 days ago.
I saw you tweet that one. Did you see that?
I didn't tweet. Oh, yeah. I just liked it. Hilarious. That's where we live, dude.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's more interesting than where I live. I wish I lived somewhere where
you do not
shut down part of the city. I mean, I don't because I don't want to live in a city, but you know.
I mean, isn't the solution there? So the drunk guy climbs up a pole, sits on it. It's the traffic lights. And what does our police officers do? They close all traffic for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and beg him to come down.
Yeah.
What's the right response there?
Shoot him, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, go get that motherfucker. What do you mean? Just go get him.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, I feel like you could just come up there and take him.
Right? I feel like there's a better solution than, sir, please. You're going to need to come down from there right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're Seattle PD, though, you're afraid of doing anything at this point. Because you're like, well, this is going to be on the news. Oh, we pulled him down and he slipped and cracked his head open on a,
how'd they get him down,
on a Subaru.
Did you follow the story?
I think that he came down amicably after like 30, 45 minutes. But I'm like, that I know that intersection. That is a huge intersection. That's enormous.
Just shutting down traffic.
Because one man.
What do you charge? Is that just a public intoxication charge?
I think they do a lot of charges.
Disturbing the peace.
Endangerment of some sort.
what kind of a danger? Who's he in danger? Just himself, right?
Himself and the cars under him.
I mean, I saw the picture. There wasn't any cars under him.
I mean, hey, you can make shit up. You're the police.
That's true.
That's whatever. Okay, the last one. Okay. I don't know if you saw this news. It was big news. The Idaho Potato Commission. Okay. Oh, they've done it. You know, they're forward thinkers. They're always coming up with ads about potatoes. They love their fucking potatoes. And this year, they did it. They released Freets, which is a cologne that tastes like, smells like French fries. It's called Freets, a limited edition fragrance.
Honestly, I should get that. Jess is a fucking whore for fries.
Here's the quote. She would not like that.
I bet you she would. I'm telling you, this whole fries
description. She does not want you to smell like French fries.
Honestly, I should spray that on my dick and she'd go to town.
Here's the quote from the CEO of the Idaho Potato Commission. Whether you're at a drive-thru restaurant or dining, I gotta add something to this, or dining in, it's near impossible to not grab a fry and take a bite before you dive into your meal. The smell is too good to resist. It's one of the world's most irresistible scents.
Yeah.
The commission cited, and the reason they did this is there's a recent survey that they hired by the firm Polefish that found 90% of Americans. 90 find the smell of French fries irresistible.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, fries, is that not crazy? Here,
Sheetz has got the corner on the market though.
A French fries?
I mean, they got that fry subscription.
Look at that bottle.
I'm excited to see
that bottle's nice. Formulated from essential oils and distilled Idaho potato. They put real potatoes in it.
It's out of stock.
Oh, fuck, it is.
Fuck.
The fragrance embodies the irresistible essence of potatoes from Idaho.
Where did you find these awful stories to bring to us today, Matt?
Dude, that was on NPR.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? That's awesome.
You're taking this podcast the direction that I believe it was taken by...
I love it. No, I just wanted to cover those because I thought that was funny.
Okay.
Who took it this way?
Chad.
Chad did that?
Well, I mean, it just kind of went all downhill after Chad joined.
Okay.
Speaking of Chad, hold on. I got a thing. All right. So I don't know where you get your Twitch stats from, but load up whatever site you get your Twitch stats from. Your views per day on a Twitch channel, right? Load it up and look at me. So just pull me up.
Sorry, I was deleting all the topics we talked about. Okay. All right, Sully.
So what? All right. And you got it up. You're seeing my average views a day is like the last few days. It's going up a little bit because I'm doing
Good
the cooking stuff.
Bold fist.
So like, yep, gotcha. Like 700, 600, 500 or whatever, right? The last few days of views. You seeing the same thing?
Views. Oh, views, yeah, like not video. Viewers. Okay, yeah, so views, video. Got it.
All right, you see it? It's all right. So then let's look at like Justin, HC Justin.
Oh, his are going to be thousands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Justin, like yesterday, was like 1,900, 1,500, 1,800. Average a day is 3,000.
Sure.
Right. Well, let's do one more. Let's do CoStar. He's kind of with all of us. 200, 300, 400, whatever. Okay, now pull up OMG Chad. Keep in mind, last time Chad streamed was at the marathon. Last time this channel was live was at the marathon.
Oh, I got to go way back in time. Hold on. I can't even see it in my data.
Okay. OMG Chad?
Yeah, I got it now.
His average views per day is 7,000.
I do not see that.
That's what Twitch is sending out to the world.
Sending out to the social blade. Oh, I don't trust these fuckers. Video views. Seven plus. See live follower account. Plus 6,000. Plus 7,000. What video is doing that?
I don't know. I went through his VODs.
Oh, these are total views. I see.
Yeah, views
per
day.
Total views.
Yeah.
So in the last 7 days, total view. Oh, it doesn't say because there's been no streams. Yeah, that's kind of wild, right?
Yeah. Where do these numbers come from?
What do you think? That's why did you? Even, days, why did you even? How did you even look at this?
I was just browsing around. I was looking to see how soccer's doing. So now that he's streaming daily. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'm look at some of our other peers, basically. And then I pulled mm-hmm. up chats and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, is it just one video that's doing that?
That's the thing. None of his VODs have over 2,000 views. None of his clips have over 2,000 views. It's like, mm-hmm. I literally don't understand.
I mean, it could just be channel views. And maybe he started putting like a link to his channel in the description of his YouTube videos or something, right? Like it's just channel views. It could be. I don't know. That's kind of wild, TBH.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't stream.
I know. How does he make his money these days?
He makes YouTubes.
Yeah, no, but like, what was it, OMG Craft Show?
YouTube.
Hey guys, welcome to
OMG. Oh God, Chad, shut up.
OMG Craft Show? You have to type show?
No, that's what it used to be though. Now it just redirects to OMG Craft.
I could hear that easily, by the way.
Yeah, I know that you would be able to hear that because I know what I'm sending.
Oh, okay.
But it's just not been a problem before.
Oh, I see. 3 hours ago, experience glitch for Bedrock 1.18.10. Wow. Yeah, I think he makes YouTube videos. He's got 1.36 billion subscribers. Fuck me.
Million. I mean, his Twitch is linked there, I guess.
Yeah.
But that many people? 7,000 people a day are clicking that link?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem right.
I don't know. Maybe.
And he doesn't have like, you know, on Twitch you can make one of those videos that plays when you load his channel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have that.
No, so the total views is just how many times your page has been loaded. Channel views is just how many times your page has been loaded.
No, but that's not channel views. That Social Blade's cat. It's video views.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's the views. The number of total views. You can be offline and still get views.
There's just no video.
Going to your channel, it still counts as a view.
Really?
That's just how Twitch works. Even though nothing's playing. I don't necessarily. I don't agree with it. But that's just how that works. And you said you went through his VODs and there's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing there.
Well, I got nothing for you then.
Okay. I thought you were Mr. Twitch Insight, so I thought maybe.
You know, I've literally got nothing for you. Sort by most popular videos. 5 years ago, is this. What is this? Wait, what is this video? It's a 5-hour video called Good Margarita Prank. What is that about? Do you know what that is?
I don't.
You don't know what this video is about?
I don't.
Huh. Good Margarita Prank. Well, I guess that was a thing. The number one watched video on his channel is, I guess, he and I playing UHC.
No.
Remember when we went to his apartment and streamed?
No.
Didn't we? I think we did. In California.
I mean, I've been to his place in California with the loft above it. But yeah. I don't remember you being there.
Pretty sure we did.
Why were we both in California at the same time?
E3.
Oh. Was that whenever there was a box with dildos and stuff in it?
And as we streamed the dildos.
I remember that. There was alcohol involved that night.
Because there was a picture, I guess there still is a picture, of Chad holding a dildo in front of my mouth on the internet.
That's what you think about Twitch TOS.
Now it is. It wasn't back then.
Really? Oh, I bought him a giant inflatable dick.
Did you see the dildo? Did you see that dildo clip from a few weeks ago on Twitch? Of the person that had a massive dildo in the back of their stream.
Really?
And they loaded up their stream, and just in the background is just this enormous dildo. And
you know, the Minecraft podcast used to have enormous dildos in the background. Me and Chad had a thing where we were mailing each other dicks back and forth, basically.
Seems like a waste of money.
Yeah, it was, honestly. But he sent me this massive fucking black dick.
Like a bad dragon.
Around my arm. Bigger than that. I've told you about this thing before. Well, it used to sit in the background, and I would change it every week for the podcast.
Wow.
Move it different places, kind of hidden in the background.
Yeah. That's cool. So, it's like a fun memory of podcasts of old, right?
Yeah.
You like that? Should we bring that back?
The big dick in the background? Now we're just big dicks right up front.
Is that what made the podcast good? Because we're still searching. The
podcast has never been good. I don't know why anyone listens to this stuff, man.
We're still searching.
Now we're talking about shit like...
More topics.
Fucking cologne. All right,
what's
your
next? Potato cologne. It's like...
You've brought a lot today, and I don't think any of it's been any good. But let's
try
again.
I just talk about my life. These are things I've been doing.
What do you mean your life? Were you looking at potato cologne?
I wish. I wish I saw it before it sold out.
Yeah.
I don't have that many left. Do you play Wordle?
Yeah, I do.
Did you see they sold?
Yeah.
How impressive is that? This dude just makes a thing for his wife and sells it for over $1 million to the New York Times. Holy shit. That's
pretty nice. People are very upset.
People were upset at that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because whenever he made it, he said that he was never going to put ads on or all these things. And promised it would remain free, and then he sold it.
It's free.
You know, New York Times is going to end up putting it behind.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. Fuck promises, dude. Get the bank. Dude, I feel good for that guy. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm with you.
That guy rocks. He was able to swindle the New York Times out of $1 million for like 40 lines of JavaScript. Like that sounds. That's pretty sick. Honestly,
the New York Times should have just ripped it off. Everyone else did. There's a million copies of this thing.
That's true. Well, I think the key there was they wanted that link, because now when you go to his link for Wordle, it redirects to the New York Times link.
Yeah, there was some DNS caching there for a bit, and people were getting two different words, which is proof the New York Times changed the words.
Oh, wait, they did?
Yeah.
I don't think.
New list of words.
It's always worked for me and my optimizer.
What do you mean?
I wrote code.
Everyone has. That's a nerd.
To do
this thing, that ruins the game. Why would you ruin the game?
You know what it does? So for me, I guess that was the game. I'm done with the game. That was the game. Like the game I am complete with. I get no satisfaction of actually getting the words anymore because I have an algorithm that does it in the least amount of time. And so I feel like I'm good. I beat the game.
Yeah.
Now there's one called Nerdle, which is math, way harder.
There's Loodle. That's another one.
Loodle?
Yeah, it's lewd words.
Oh, that's awesome. Is it still five letters?
Yeah.
There's a stupid one called Worldle. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
That's not the same. It's not the same thing.
No, not the same thing.
It's not the same. At all. It's just like guess this. It's a geoguesser.
Yeah, it's GeoGuessr.
It's closer GeoGuessr than Wordle.
There's one that you can set how many letters too. It's like a bar. You can scroll it up to like 16
letters.
Oh, it
just uses like the whole dictionary.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah.
Wordle took over the internet. And I guess people are still posting that shit constantly.
Thing is, I've never put that in my timeline. I've responded to a few people like, "Oh, hey, I got it." You know, as well. But yeah, not a daily part of my timeline. You know what I hated whenever people started really getting into it was when people would start telling you what their first word of the day was that they always use. Because then when anytime I see their fucking thing, I'm like, I could not forget that you always use this word for the start of your day. Yeah.
I told people the first three words to min max. Turns out they were wrong. So
you had three words that you always use, but you were mistaken.
I had three words that I always use. The problem with doing it that way is that, yes, you are absolutely guaranteed to at least not lose You won't lose, but you won't minimize the number of tries it takes.
Right, right. Honestly, like, there's an option to play it in hard mode, and that's the best way. You should always play it in hard mode, which requires you that once you...
I feel like hard mode is easier.
Well, yeah, it is. It is. You should never... If you know it's got an A in there, don't be guessing words that don't have A's in it.
I mean, I get why you wouldn't, right? Like, so my thing did that, right? Where it's like these three words give you 15 different letters and then you can work with that. Right. I get it, but I also think hard mode, like today I did it in hard mode and I got it in three. Like,
I haven't finished today. I started this morning and I didn't go all the way through. I think I'm already at three though.
Today was my first time doing hard mode. I just didn't realize what hard mode was.
That's how I always play it, is basically hard
but
mode.
I get it. So you have to use today. So, like, if a letter is green, you have to use that letter in that place. And then if a letter is whatever the other color, yellow, red?
Yellow. You have to use it in your guess.
You have to use it in your guess. I wonder if, can you use it in the same place? Or do you have to use it in a different place?
You have to use it in a different place.
Wow.
And if it's gray, you can't use it at all.
I feel like it almost forces you to think harder and, like, do better. It almost forces you to do better. Then
it does force you. I mean, to me, that's how I always have played. I didn't know there even was a hard mode until someone mentioned it. I was like, oh, well, that's how I already play. Unless I mess up, like I've made mistakes before, like, oh, fucking idiot. So,
it was fun. It's still fun, I guess. I mean, I do the New York Times crossword puzzle every night before I go to bed.
I don't like crossword puzzles. I never have.
You're not like a word fan. You don't like words.
I mean, it's not that I hate words. I just don't like, I don't know. I just don't like crosswords, man. It's just not for me.
No. I mean, I play this other game called Wordscapes. You ever play Wordscapes?
I don't know.
Oh, no. The markets are closed.
No. How
did you get here? God, I lost a lot of money.
Did you? That's too bad.
That is a rough day. Holy shit. That's like,
I thought you said they were rebounding.
That's like many rents. It's fun. Wordscapes it's like, fuck off.
I mean, it's only about 2% down today.
It's, oh my gosh, there's so many ads. It's like this. I don't know if you can see this, but you have to like connect the letters to make words and then they fill up here.
I see.
It's not like crossword, but it's the words cross, but you don't do it with clues. It's unscramble. It's basically like an unscramble thing. I feel like doing brain things is good for you.
Yeah, it is. It's good for your brain. Brain things are good for your brain. I mean, exercising your muscles, you know, same thing.
Yeah.
When do you think the markets are going to be good?
Never.
Again?
We're fucked.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm over it. I've just decided everything I have invested, it's going to zero and I'm just, fuck it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start investing. I don't know.
You think maybe it's time to move to NFTs, Matt?
Yeah. 100%.
You own any NFTs?
I do not. Do you?
Yeah.
No, you're not a fan? There's so much work. Like, I understand you can make a shitload of money in NFTs right now, but it's so much work. Like, you can make a lot of money if you find a popular project, you sign up for their Discord. You are one of the people that are randomly chosen to be able to buy one, and then you immediately sell it the next day. You can make a lot of money doing that. There's a lot of people making hundreds of thousands of dollars doing that. That's too much work, man. I don't care. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. I'm just not.
Maybe right up your alley. It seems like you could like script that in some way.
Yeah. No, they do things where you can't. Like they make it so you can't like script it and all that shit because they like release it in like images. They'll post images of stuff that you have to respond to, and they try to do everything they can to make sure bots don't win.
I need to get me a bot that buys PlayStations. Honestly, that's what I still want.
What?
PlayStation 5. Need to get a PlayStation 5 buying
for
bot.
What? Oh, to buy, you want to buy PlayStation 5? Why?
I don't want to pay more than retail. I want to buy one PlayStation 5.
But why do you
retail.
Want to play? What's on PlayStation that you're like, I want that?
Then Final Fantasy VII Remake.
That's it?
That's literally it.
Cool.
That's the only reason why I ever owned the first PlayStation for Final Fantasy VII.
It was just for that.
Yep.
I'm trying to tell you.
Another game, actually. I soldered on one of those chips that lets you copy games.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I bought one game, and that was Final Fantasy VII.
Anyways. Not worth it. Surely that's not worth it. Can you just borrow
one? I'm a big fan of Final Fantasy. So
can you just borrow
it one? It is. I mean, do what?
Can you just borrow a PS5? Like,
from who?
Cone?
Does Cone work for that guy who's got a PS5?
Yeah, maybe. I just
checked the stream to see if Soccer was still there, and Soccer seems to be gone. He didn't hang out for anything other than the oil change.
Of course.
When you, if you were Soccer, wouldn't you have hung out?
Of course I would have. Buy him a beer if he likes beer so much.
Who? Cone?
Yeah. Does Cone like? No. Soccer is the one that likes beer. Wouldn't you know, like, yeah. Hey, like, buy him a beer. Want to have a beer?
No, if I was Soccer, I would have hung out. I don't know. Here's the thing. I want a question for you. I don't want to talk too much about Soccer again, but. We were talking about the other day. I forgot to finish washing the dishes before.
How far away? You think he's going to come back right now?
Yeah, absolutely. He's coming right back. It's an hour and a half or so, basically.
Oh, there's no way he'll be here by the time this is over with.
Oh, no. So I forgot to wash all the dishes before.
He drove an hour and a half for an oil change?
I think it's more about the experience.
Okay.
I pushed him to do this. I think it's good. I think it's
wait.
It's good
Cone content. Cone is still alive.
That's what I'm saying. Cone is still doing stuff in the garage. Soccer should have stayed until the stream was over.
Oh, I see what you're saying. And we're just exposing Soccer's vehicle to the world.
There's nothing to see
on Cone's stream.
So here was a question I had the other day. Mm-hmm. If someone's cooking food for you all the time and everything, and they forget to wash all the dishes before they leave for the weekend, there's like a couple dishes left in the sink, would you wash them or would you just leave them?
I mean, I would probably just leave them, but I assume that's what he did. And you're really pissed off that he didn't clean your dishes without you saying, hey, do you mind washing the dishes while I'm gone?
Well, I've brought it up a couple times to him. I've been like, hey, you know, if there's extra dishes around and you happen to have some free time.
Oh, you did bring it up.
Yeah, this is before this. I'd be like, feel free to wash them, you know. I would appreciate. And his response to that was, no, I only wash the things I eat off of.
Okay, well, that's just a dick move.
Isn't it, though? Like,
that's pretty much a dick move, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because I was like, okay, but you know that, like, the stuff that's dirty cooked your meal, right? And he's like, yeah, I didn't dirty it, though.
That's stupid, though. I feel like, I mean, in my house, the cook doesn't clean.
Well, that's what Jess brought up, too. Jess was like, whenever Jason normally cooks, I try to do the dishes so that, you know, he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
He's already spending his time in the kitchen making the food. And Soccer was like, well, not here. You remember how you said Soccer's kind of selfish on that one stream where he was talking about how he can't date someone because... Like, I don't remember the exact details now, but I remember you saying that's a selfish attitude that he has. The more time I spend with Soccer, I really feel like he's very self-centered.
Yeah.
He doesn't see things from others' perspectives.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like, with where he is, it makes, like, I mean, I don't know that he is ready for any sort of relationship. Because of that,
I don't think he is. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't think he's ready.
But maybe it would make him less self, you know, more selfless.
I don't think so. I don't think it would. I think that his relationship wouldn't last very long because anyone that he was with would get very upset at how little he thought about them. I think a relationship with Soccer would be very much focused on him and his needs.
Yeah,
and that's it.
I mean, I don't know Soccer like you do. Listen, I know Soccer. Here's how I know. I know Soccer as the guy who wants to get into production lol, who, you know, he's ready to go. He's super excited for people to play his Minecraft game. That's it. Literally, that's all I know about Soccer. I know nothing else.
I think he has good intentions. I just think I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take for him to get out there. I don't know, man. I don't know. Anyways.
All right. My biggest thing, the thing that I've actually been doing mostly, I'm learning Spanish.
Are you really?
I got Duolingo.
Duolingo. Okay.
Have you ever heard of Duolingo?
I haven't heard of that one.
Duolingo. It's like it's very weird how it works. You do like 15 quizzes. You do like, it's all quizzes. It's just quizzes, the whole thing. And you do 15 answers per lesson. And then each lesson you get XP for. It's very gamified. It's like a gamified way of learning a language. And it seems to work pretty well. I feel like I'm learning Spanish. Now, I did Spanish for 3 years in high school.
I did too.
And so I feel like I'm like, oh yeah, pescado means fish. I forgot, lol. It's a lot of that. And a lot of me thinks, I would have never figured this out if I hadn't had those 3 years of Spanish.
You don't think the same app would work for you to learn French?
I think it would, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So Trent is learning German.
Okay.
For I don't know why. It's free. Duolingo is free. So basically how they do it free, it's free up to a certain number of mistakes. So every time you make a mistake, it takes away a heart. And then every day your hearts refill. Now we have the paid plan, so you have unlimited hearts. But nothing else is different. The whole thing is exactly the same. It's just whether or not you have unlimited hearts or you have limited hearts.
So if you suck at the thing, you need
to pay. If you're terrible, which is weird, right? It's kind of counterintuitive, but like the worse you are on the free version, the least you learn, because it's like, your hearts are gone for the day.
Can you do this on stream?
What do you mean?
You just have it playing.
I don't see why not.
All right.
What do you mean?
Like, hey, we're going to learn some Spanish while we're doing this.
I mean, it's on your phone. I mean, I guess you can log in on some sort of
You could
use some sort of like emulator, probably. And like,
no, that shit's all built in with Apple to share.
What
your
do
screen.
You mean? You could share your screen to the OBS.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
What if I get a random dick pic?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't seem.
Then you don't do that. But all you have to do is turn on. Let's see, what's it called?
Like, I get 10 XP right now for doing this lesson.
Tu comes, él come.
And then I repeat it. Yo como, tú comes, él come. And I got my XP.
Like, so you just repeat the same thing they said?
Well, in this case, there's a whole bunch of different styles, like this one. Translate this sentence is el pan. Do you remember el pan?
No.
The bread. Ta-ding! Now, if I got that wrong, heart. Gone. Uh-huh.
So what's the plan cost?
Yo como pan. Yo como pan.
What does that mean? I eat bread, but yo como pan. I'm far enough in this lesson now that I'm having to do the pronunciation.
Uh-huh.
And so how it works is like there's little categories. There's tons of little categories. Like I'm in level one, category one. And you progress through different crowns. So there's 5 levels of each tiny little category, and you get a crown for completing those levels. And after you get the crown, now you're kind of in the next difficulty of that tiny little area. So I'm on level 3 of intro. My problem with it is that like, it doesn't do a good job of telling you which lesson to go to next.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. Like, it's up to
it's
you.
It's not progressive.
You can go here if you want to. You can go to this lesson. You can go to this lesson, because you do them over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of annoying.
So what's it called?
It's called Duolingo.
What's it cost? Cost.
Tubebo. I don't know. I have a family plan. It's relatively cheap. Hold on. Well, I'm in a lesson, so I can't look. Duolingo cost. It's not that much. It's pretty cheap. $6.99 a month. $6.99 a month. And Duolingo claims their studies show that you can learn, what is it, in 8 months of Duolingo, the same amount that you would learn in like 4 semesters of college.
Wow. That seems unbelievable.
I feel like, is that true? I don't know if that's true.
I don't buy that. I'm not buying what you're putting out there.
It feels like
not true.
That's not true. But I mean, I do feel like I've learned a shitload in like the 2 weeks I've been doing it. Like, I feel like I can hold a conversation, but then again, I feel like I'm kind of at the end of where I was in high school.
Yeah.
I'm just like learning all the words again.
Now, does it help you learn how to like conjugate the verbs and all that type of stuff?
Absolutely. Okay. You do all the conjugations, but the way it teaches you, I don't know if when you learned, we drew a graph, right? You draw the graph and you type, oh, it's bebe, bebo, bebes, bebe, bebamos, beban, right? Like all that shit. Right. It does it more of conversationally. So like you conjugate the verbs, I guess you don't even know you're conjugating them. Because you just learn bebes means you drink. Translate this sentence.
Tú bebes agua. Tú bebes agua. See, I have no idea what she says. Something about water.
Do you drink water? Or I guess do you drink water? Question mark. I got it right. 6 in a row. And
Juan come pan.
I don't even know if these are real people or if it's a computer saying it.
Sounds like a computer to me.
Juan come pan. Do you eat bread? And so there's this kind where you're translating, but they give you the words.
Yeah.
And so you just have to type the words. Choice, kind of. Tu comes. Oh shit. See how I got that wrong. Tu comes pan. Shit. Yeah. It's pretty fun. It's I only do it for like 5-10 minutes a day. Honestly, I do it while I'm shitting.
Why do you do this?
Brain.
Okay.
So there's 2 reasons to do it. Number one, brain. I feel like it just keeps you, you know?
Yeah.
Brainy.
Yeah. It's like the same reason why you do Wordle, but
yeah, it just keeps you brainy. And also I feel like Spanish makes sense because it's this like the other most spoken language here.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
And I feel like that seems most useful. A lot of people are learning languages just because they want to know them. Like, when is Trent really going to use German? Lol?
Right. Never. I agree with you on that. Yeah.
But I feel like Spanish is actually useful.
Maybe I will take a vacation to Germany once he's fluent, right?
Okay. So he's doing 8 months of work for a week.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. There's no way I'll ever go back to
Paris.
France unless I can speak French. Yeah.
Wait, so you don't get shot?
Well, that would be helpful too, but yeah.
What does it say?
El hombre bebe agua.
El hombre bebe agua? I'm also getting better at listening. Agua. Yeah, I'm also getting better at listening. Like, I used to, like, 3 weeks ago, I would hear somebody speaking Spanish, and I'm like, I can't pick out words in that.
Right. I feel like that was, even whenever I was learning Spanish in school, that was a trouble I always had. Like, you're speaking, fluent people speak it so quickly that it's all gibberish now.
It's better if they would just like pause for a right in between each word.
But just we don't do that either, right? Imagine if we were having this conversation right now and between every word we stopped. You'd be like, can you just speak to me?
Tu comes. Now I have to finish the lesson. Manzanas. Because, okay, so I'm only 4 away. And if you do 2 lessons a day, you get your daily goal. And that's all they want. So 2 lessons a day for 8 months. And you're not fluent, obviously, but you can certainly have good conversations in the language. And I guess the more you do it, the leche, la leche or el leche, la leche. Oh, I guessed correct. I was a guess.
Was that milk? The milk?
Yeah. Oh, you remember leche?
I do.
And so like leche, there was never a lesson that was like leche means milk. It's just, it has shown up in sentences. And honestly, you just get it wrong. And then you're like, oh, fuck. Well, I guess that means milk. And then they hammer vocabulary. So you might be thinking about all the time, like conjugating verbs or whatever, but you're also getting a ton of vocab with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yo como manzanas. I don't know. It's fun. And you can add friends.
What's como mean? With?
Eat. You eat. Comer is eat.
Oh, right, right.
Con yeah. is with. Yo, bebo. Bebo. Tu bebes. Is it L or law?
Yo, bebo. Tu bebes. El bebe.
El bebe. Oh, el bebe. And that was it. And then that's it. Lesson complete. I get my little XP for the day. The other cool thing is you can add friends. And so you can give each other high fives. You can compete. You can like see each other and like hold each other accountable. So I'm on 12 days. I'm on my, that's my 12th day of doing Duolingo. And it's pretty fun. Damn, we should have been sponsored by them. Fuck.
Yeah, no, you just did a whole fucking ad read, basically.
I did. Now, how long will I keep it up? I don't know. But it's a fun thing to do while I'm pooping.
Yeah.
And it have takes you been about
keeping
that
up your Mediterranean diet? You're still losing weight and all that stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it's going. That's cool. Things are going well. Basically stayed the same weight during the trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's to be expected,
that's
right?
That's what you'd expect, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the Disney trip y'all's Valentine's gift for one another.
Yeah, we did literally nothing. We did literally nothing. Literally nothing for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I
got Jess this this thing called a love box. It's a
what do you mean?
It's stupid, honestly, but she loves it. It's a little box, little wooden box. It's got a heart on the front, a screen on the inside, and a little lid. It has an app. I can send little things, little pictures, little fucking love notes, little cards, all that sort of thing. And the heart on the front starts to spin whenever I send her something. Mm-hmm. And she opens the lid. The thing stops spinning. She sees whatever I sent. She closes the lid. It's gone. It's like Snapchat, kind of. Now, it's not a two-way thing, so she can't send pictures.
She can't,
back.
Like, tap it back?
She can spin the heart, and it sends, like, a little waterfall of hearts on my watch.
I see.
So.
That's cute.
She's, like, all about it. But
I think all I got him was a card.
Yeah. I never get cards. She got me a card.
I had the card beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a card kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she got me?
What's that?
She got me a mat for the front door that has our last name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Says the Goods, you know.
The Goods.
It doesn't say Goods, but it says, you know. And the real last name. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's more for her.
Yeah. Just, so she has a doormat?
Yeah. Yeah, front door.
I'm did you like, not have a doormat before?
No.
You literally did not have a doormat before?
No, no doormat.
Okay.
But, you know, did I tell you I got a new bed? I got a king-size bed now.
Purple?
Tempur-Pedic.
Tempur-Pedic? No. You went all out?
Dude, I laid on those purple mattresses at the place, and they suck.
Holy shit. Like Tempur-Pedic? That is like, let's go.
Yeah, I figure, you know, if you're going to do it, you do it. I don't like it.
You don't like Tempur-Pedic?
I don't.
What? Isn't it supposed to be like the highest end of the highest end?
And I'll tell you, I laid on so many beds. Mm-hmm.
Do you just not like beds?
I do. I like, I think what it is she wanted a medium firmness, and I think I'm more of a soft firmness. Maybe we should have gone with Sleep Number. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like my back is still hurting. In the morning after laying on this bed, it's too firm. But I will say I'm a sweaty sleeper, and I haven't been since getting the Tempur-Pedic. They are supposed to be the best in terms of coolness. So I don't know. Maybe it's still going to take some getting used to. It is nice because it's a king size. We had queen before that, so we got this bed frame that it's made out of birch logs, and it's literally put together with nails. I can never take it apart again. Yeah,
I guess that's it then.
That's it. That's the bed. That's the bed frame.
That is the forever. You can't get it out of the room. You have to saw it. You're going to have to saw that thing in half to get it out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could use like a drill to drill the nails and pull them
out. So it was put in the room and nailed into the room.
Yes.
While it was in the room, it was nailed.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. It's a pretty crazy bed frame that we got. But I mean, it looks nice. We painted the room too. Did a remodel because I moved all my office stuff up here. So it was in my old office.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a pretty permanent decision we made there. But anyways.
I think we're done.
You got any more stories? Any more things?
No, wasn't that enough?
I mean, you did a lot. You did a lot today. You brought a lot to the table. I feel like I didn't bring as much.
I think that was enough.
Yeah. Do you like the whole when I switched to the scenes? Was that fun for you?
Hmm?
Was it fun when I switched the scenes?
I had no idea you could do that. You
seemed pretty excited. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I had the wireless stuff going on, because I knew I needed to get my lasagna out, and I knew we could go together to do it. So, yeah. What do you think I should do for cooking, Matt? I'm going to run out of ideas. I'm going to run out of things to make. And I start recycling.
Are you? I mean, you're just cooking your food every day. You just start repeating things.
Yeah, I feel like that's not as exciting. I tried to make Ethiopian this week. Yeah. And
how'd that go?
Have you ever had Ethiopian food?
Yeah, of course I have. I love it.
Okay, so you know the injera, the flat bread.
Weird bread on the bottom that looks like a sponge.
Yeah, it's really good though. So it's fermented. It's fermented for 5 days, which basically means you use this teft flour, and you put it in some water, and you let it sit on the counter for 5 days. And you look disgusted.
It is disgusting.
I mean, it's kind of weird. I won't argue. Well, on Monday, I put some in a pot and put it on the countertop, and we started checking on each day. And yesterday, it started looking a little fuzzy, and I was like, we may have some mold. And today, no question, definitely molded. So I had to throw away.
I guess you're not having that.
Yeah,
can't you just go to a store and buy it?
No. In fact, there's no good Ethiopian restaurants near me at all. I've been craving some Ethiopian. And I started off Monday. I made the Nibba Kibe. It's their spiced butter that's used in almost every Ethiopian dish. So I started off my Monday by making that. In plans for Friday, having a whole Ethiopian spread on my big flatbread and stuff, but my bread is molded, so I'm gonna try again next week. See if I can do better. But anyways, yeah, that's kind of my plan right now. Each week, I'm gonna devote it to a new like region of food, and try some things I've never made before. But then after that runs out, I'm out of ideas. I got to start doing like TikTok trends. Like whatever's
you can do that. Popular
TikTok thing. I don't know.
You could do it.
What's your favorite meal, Matt?
I don't have one anymore.
Really?
Ramen used to be. I don't know. It's just like, I guess I like mac and cheese. I don't know. We just eat random shit every day. It's every day. Is
did you
weird,
like my mac and cheese at the
different
marathon?
Random shit. Did I eat it?
Oh, then you didn't. Because
I didn't eat it.
No,
I can't.
You didn't. Because you can't eat it.
Can't eat it.
Well, fuck, you can't. You know, ramen's on my list. Actually, I'm going to get some pork trotters, and I'm going to do the whole like serious like tonkatsu base and do it like 100% authentic ramen. But anyways, it's on the list of plans. Beef will sell me a bunch of Portuguese things that I should try making.
I mean, you could.
I don't know. I don't really know Portuguese food. I don't think I've ever had.
I feel like you have to eat the food before you can make it.
Well, no, I think you can follow a recipe, and then you're just like, I guess this is what it's supposed to taste like.
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, you know what's weird, though? Since I've started doing this cooking stuff, whenever I switch to gaming, my viewership is...
I mean, that makes sense. We talked about that. Makes sense to me.
How? Explain to me.
Gaming's boring.
But that's what 90% of what's going on Twitch.
No, it's not as interesting as cooking. If you take any gamer and start having them cook once or twice, they get more viewers during their cooking because it's something interesting. Gaming is gaming.
Don't you think? Here's the thing with Twitch. Here's if you look at, unless you just fucking hit it big and blow up or whatever, it seems like most streamers, they start big and then over time their viewership.
No,
just
I
goes
think
down.
Most start small and never grow. That's huh. the vast majority. And then most people, the others of now we're in the 1%. There's a peak and a trough and you just have to, are you willing to, you know, make a sacrifice to the devil or not?
Yeah,
are you willing
I just
to show
don't know.
Tits?
I guess my fear is, so I've seen a boost in viewership by switching over to doing the cooking stuff. I feel like it's going to go the same way the gaming stuff went. Like, mm-hmm. okay, we've seen you cook now. It's been 3 months. You're still cooking. I'm bored. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I probably won't.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think it's because you're more of a personality caster, and I think the gaming honestly takes away from your personality. Huh. Might sound weird, but I think so. I think when you're in gaming mode, you're like in gaming mode. But when you're in cooking mode, you're just having fun. Just fucking around.
I mean, I hope you're right, because
people want to see it.
Hoping.
Okay, I got to run.
Okay.
We are waiting.
It was good hanging out.
Okay.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for
being
here.
Bye, everybody.
We'll see you next week.
Happy whatever. Happy bonus episode or whatever the fuck this is. Bye.
Podcast.